Hey, it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We worship you today and praise you today for the power and the goodness of your Word working in our lives. Lord, we ask you on today's broadcast for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been giving you five basics in a strong spiritual life. Now, what is a strong spiritual life? Again, a strong spiritual life includes you walking in close relationship with the Lord. It includes you being strong in your inner man, in you demonstrating the character of God in your life, doing what God's called you to do, and enjoying victory over the enemy. That is a strong spiritual life. Now, we've given you three basics already in having a strong spiritual life, and the first one was go to church. The second one was find the leadership that God has hooked you to and sit under that leadership. And then the third one was to spend time in the Word of God. Now let's go to James chapter 1. And on today's broadcast, I'm going to give you the fourth basic in living a strong spiritual life. And it's this. To live a strong spiritual life, you must make the decision that you are going to conform your life to the Word of God. You're going to conform how you operate and what you believe and how you think and how you live. You're going to conform your life to fit this Word and to agree with this Word. You know, in James chapter 1, verse 22, it says this, "Be ye doers of the Word, not hearers only." And so you're not just hearing the Word, but now you're conforming the way you live to match the Word. You know, you and I aren't supposed to just read the Word and go, "Oh, that's interesting," or, "Oh, that's good." We're supposed to be reading the Word and spending time in the Word, endeavoring then to conform our lives to match what we're reading. You know, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, it says this, "Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do." And so you and I are supposed to be doing what we're learning. We're supposed to be conforming our lives to match the Word of God. And friend, you have to make the decision to do that in your own life. And you know, just personally, that's really where I saw my life change. That after I got born again and started spending time with the Lord on a regular basis, I saw my life change drastically when I decided that I'm going to do my best to conform how I live, how I think, and what I believe to match this Word. Friend, it is a life-changing decision. And if you're going to live a strong spiritual life, then that's a decision that you have to make. You know, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, God told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein." And so Joshua was meditating in the Word, but he was doing that so that his life, so that he would conform his life to do that Word and to put that Word into practice. He wasn't just meditating the Word for meditation's sake, but the purpose was to conform his life to match that Word. And so the Word of God must become final authority in your life. I want to say it to you again. The Word of God has to become the final authority in your life. And what that means is you're going to conform the way you think, the way you believe, and how you act to match the Word of God. And that decision to make God's Word final authority in your life begins with you acknowledging that God's Word is right and God's Word is the truth. You know, in Psalm 33:4, the psalmist said, "For the word of the Lord is right." Come on, friends, say that with me as you're watching the broadcast. The word of the Lord is right. In John 17:17, Jesus said this to the Father. He said, "Your word is truth." And friend, if you're going to make the word of God final authority in your life, you have to acknowledge those two realities, that God's word is right, God's word is the truth, and so as a result, I'm going to conform how I think and how I believe and how I act to match this word. And if I think or believe or act in a way that opposes this word, then I'm going to change how I think and believe and act to line up with this word. But where does that begin? That begins with you acknowledging that this word is right. This word is the truth. And if I think differently than this word, then I think wrong. And if I'm acting differently than this word, then I'm acting wrong. And if I believe differently than this word, then I'm believing wrong, because this word is right. This word is the truth. And it is the final authority in my life. It's the highest authority in my life. And therefore, I'm going to conform how I think, how I believe, and how I act to match this word. You know, friend, we need to be quick to agree with the word. And then we need to be quick to repent and quick to change. What do I mean? Well, as you spend time in the word, there, you're going to find out that there are some things this word tells you to do that you're not doing. And when you come across those things, you need to be quick to say, "The word is right, I'm wrong." And then you need to be quick to say, "Lord, forgive me, and I'm going to change, and I'm going to line up my life to match what your word says." You know, this is one of the things that I remember doing early on after I got saved and was walking with the Lord. And then as I started to spend time in the word, I wanted to do everything the word said to do. So if the word said tithe, you know, I didn't need to hear somebody's doctrinal, theological stance on tithing. When I found out the word said tithe, I just wanted to tithe. And I came across fasting. And I found out that the word teaches us that we should fast. And so I was young in the Lord at the time. I was very young. And I remember thinking to myself, "Well, the word says fast, so I'm going to fast. I'm going to conform my life to match the word." And so I remember thinking to myself, "Well, Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights. And so I'm going to do 3 days and nights. I think I could do three." And if you never fasted before, to abstain from food food and drink and only have water for 3 days and nights, if you've never done it before and this is your first time, that's quite a chunk to bite off. Let me just say it like that. And so, you know, I made it about 12 hours the first time before I caved. But the point of the story was that I know the Lord saw my heart, that I wanted to conform my life to do what His word said. And friend, this is foundational if you're going to live a strong spiritual life. You got to make the decision that I'm going to conform my life to fit this word. And if I'm doing something in my life that doesn't agree with the word, I'm going to be quick to agree with the word, quick to repent, and quick to change. And it's a decision that you must come to, that I'm going to conform my life to match this word if it hurts. I'm going to conform my life to match this word if I don't understand it. I'm going to conform my life to match this word if it's the opposite of what I've been taught my whole life. See, you make the decision that I'm going to conform the way I live to agree with this Bible, come hell or high water. This Bible is the final authority in my life. Now, a lot of people, what they do is they try to fit the way they want to live into this Bible. And so I want to live this way, and so I'm going to try to fit that into the Bible. I'm going to try to make the Bible say things so that I can keep living the way that I want to live. Friend, that's not what we do. We come as an unprogrammed computer. We come as a blank slate, an empty notebook. And what we say is, I'm going to allow this word to program how I live. I'm going to make this word final authority in my life, and I'm going to conform my life to fit this word. Now let's go over to John chapter 3 in closing today's broadcast. In John chapter 3. And as we are engaged in this process of spending time in the Word, that's what we talked about on yesterday's broadcast, and now conforming our lives to match the Word, one thing that you'll come across as you spend time in the Word is that God's Word is light. And one thing that light does is that it exposes and it reveals. You know, we have right over here in our kitchen, you can't see it, it's off camera right now, but we have a stainless steel refrigerator, and then we have a back porch out back here that a lot of sunlight will come into, you know, in the afternoon and in the evening hours. And I had cleaned the house one day, and I had cleaned that refrigerator, and I thought I did a good job. I couldn't see any blemishes or any marks. And come on, if you have a stainless steel appliance, as you know, that keeping those clean can be a challenge. But so I'd cleaned it off in the morning. And then in the afternoon, the sun started coming in the back door over here, and it was hitting that refrigerator hard. Light was shining upon it. And it looked like I cleaned that refrigerator with a greasy, dirty rag. There were streaks everywhere. You could see all the blemishes. Well, what happened is light exposed that. And as you and I spend time in the Word, the light of God's Word will expose faults in our lives. Now, it's not doing that to beat us up or to condemn us. It does that. The Word will correct us so that it can perfect us. It'll correct us so that we can develop and become more and more like the Master. And so as you and I spend time in the Word, one thing that happens is we get corrected and then we make adjustments. You know, in 2 Timothy 3:16, it said that all Scripture was given by inspiration of God. And one of the reasons it was given, it reveals to us in that verse, is for our correction. And so the Word will correct us. And then what are you and I supposed to do? We're supposed to make adjustments and conform our life to match the Word. The Word will shine the light on something we're doing in our lives that isn't right. And how do we respond to that? We don't respond to that by just feeling terrible and being so upset and condemning ourselves. No, the light shines that on us. And then now I'm going to make an adjustment. I'm going to conform my life to match the Word of God. Now, in John 3:20, Jesus said this, "Everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. He that does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, are revealed." Now, friend, here's the thing. If you don't want to change, then you won't want the light. You won't want the light of God's Word because you don't want to change. And many people are that way. They don't want to change. They want to live their life the way they want to live it. They don't want the Word. They don't want the light because they don't want to conform their life to the Word. They don't want to make any changes. They want to pretend like they're already living the way the Word says to live. And if the light shines on them, they can't do that. And so you and I don't want to be this way. I don't want to live my life just the way I want to live it. No, I want to live my life the way God tells me to live it in this Bible. And when that's your heart, you welcome the light of God's Word to shine on my life. Show me the areas that I need to make adjustments, that I need to be corrected so that I can make adjustments and be more like the Master. But see, friend, if you don't want to change, if you want to just live the way you want to live, then you won't want the light of this Word. You won't want to hear it preached. You won't want to hear it taught. And anytime you are exposed to it and it starts to shine a light on your fault, you'll get upset. But that's not us, friend. That's not you and me. We want to change. We want to be like the Master. We've made the decision. We're conforming our life to match this Word. And so we come into the light of God's Word And we want the light of His Word to shine on our lives and reveal to us the areas where we need to make corrections so that we can be more like Jesus. And so this is fundamental. This is foundational in having a strong spiritual life. You need to make the decision that you're going to conform your life to match the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, to live a strong spiritual life, you must make the decision to conform your life to the Word of God. Number two, the Word of God must be final authority and the highest authority in your life. And what that means is you're going to conform the way you believe, the way you think, and the way you live to match the Word of God. And then number three, as we spend time in the Word, we get corrected, we make adjustments, and we conform our lives to match the Word. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank You for the light of Your Word in our lives. And Lord, we make a decision right now. Many of us have made it already. We're reaffirming it, that we are going to conform our lives to match Your Word. We're going to conform the way we think, the way we believe, how we live, how we operate, how we act to match Your Word. Your Word is the final authority in our lives. And Lord, we ask You to shine the light of Your Word on our lives. Show us the areas where we need to make corrections, where we need to make adjustments, because we want to be more like the Master. And we do thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to close out this series entitled Five Basics in a Strong Spiritual Life. We'll see you then.